Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of The Smarketing Show. And our topic today is Rick.
And this is our 6th cut at this introduction.
Like 8th.
Yes, I've had to shave since when we started. Anyway, we're talking about LinkedIn today, hot topic, and here's why. I think it's right at the intersection where marketing stops and sales kind of doesn't want to talk about it because they're embarrassed at how their sales rep profiles look. So marketing typically does, you know, website, email, social, blog, SEO, all this stuff.
Yes.
But when it comes to LinkedIn, nobody's talking about it.
And LinkedIn is an interesting platform. It's about just under 300% more effective for B2B marketing. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is the audience. So you have senior executives on there, you have the decision makers, you have influencers on there. So that is exactly who you want to talk to.
So it is the watering hole where the customers we want to sell to go. And you know, the biggest problem we see out there is misalignment of rep profiles. Mm-hmm. And or promotional pushes, they treat it like email, like, hi, my name's Rick, we work with a lot of clients in your marketplace, let's connect and let's cut. So it's a different vibe, and I would say that it's more like a big digital chamber of commerce meeting where you walk in and everybody's there you'd ever want to meet with to sell your product or service, right? In this room, you've got CFOs maybe, or this room you've got, and people wouldn't walk up in a chamber meeting, I know you'll say maybe I would, and go, hi, my name's Rick, I'm the number one B2B sales coach, and the reason you want to talk to me is, people would go away, you'd be the only one in the room.
Crazy. Lots of ways that LinkedIn, how do you use it? That's another question that we get. How do you use LinkedIn? So it increases online presence when you're dealing with somebody might be Googling your name to find out about your business or your service. You're there. The second thing is influencer marketing. So there's all these like little communities, like you were saying, kind of like with the Chamber of Commerce meeting. And these conversations that are happening, you want to find the ones that are happening that are relevant to your business, and you want to join them as a subject matter expert, and you want to participate.
So people might say, hey, Cheryl, I get it. I know I've got to be out there. I've got to be visible on LinkedIn, but how do I get started? Let me give you a couple ideas here. When I talk to people that are, I'll say, missing a few feathers up top, okay, tenured business people, they say, yeah, this is more of a millennial thing. I'm not sure how to get into this. And when I talk to college students, they say to me, hey, Rick, I'm great on Snapchat and Instagram, but LinkedIn, I have no idea. The steering wheel's on the other side of the car. So what we're doing is we're coaching reps to do the simple things right. Number one, get your profile straightened out. If you're a sales leader watching right now and you haven't looked at your sales rep profiles, get ready for a horror show. I mean, our stats indicate in 2020, we've done 12 of our 90-day LinkedIn boot camps. 80% minimum across multiple sales teams, 12 sales teams, misalignment of profiles. And get this, reps have not posted in the last 90 days the same percentage, 80%. So people are inactive, but how do they get in? I think people now are looking for education. Mm-hmm. And so the easiest way to start, I would say, share the company content. If you don't want to become on video or, you know, the guy taking all these pictures or whatever, it's a safe way to start. And an activity mix we suggest is 3 to 5 posts a week and try and connect with 30 people that represent your customer persona on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. It'll take you right off the charts, easy to do.
And then the question that I get is, what do I post? Aside from sharing the company content. So what you want to do is you want to think about 3 things before you create and post anything, okay? Mm-hmm. Talked about educational or informative. There needs to be a benefit to somebody either reading it, watching it, or looking at it. The second thing is it needs to be engaging. Can you ask a question that's a part of your post to try and increase people wanting to respond or participate in the conversation? And number 3 is that it has to be entertaining. People have to be able to want to watch it. Like, you don't have to be hilarious all the time like you. But you have to be human. That's the thing. You have to be human.
So this is something that Cheryl's taught me a lot since we started working together, is how you got to give to get on social media.
Yeah, you do.
And I think, you know, if you look at the math of digital marketing, here's a stat we see that when a company posts something, okay, versus a rep, the rep's posts are viewed by 8 times the number of people.
It's true.
So if you're a sales or marketing leader watching right now, suggestion, get your rep's profiles in line so everybody looks like they're playing for the same team, and then get them at minimum sharing the content you're creating from your company to be top of mind at point of need. And that's where the top of the funnel comes in, where sales wants it and so does digital marketing.
And eventually, once you do that, then you can actually get your staff to post their own content that's in line with branding and vision and mission and all that good stuff.
And, you know, in case you guys don't know, Cheryl was an anchor person on TV, tons of experience in front of the camera, behind the camera, and next week we're going to talk about video because heavy engagement. And the thing that you've taught me too, Cheryl, is that it's not just about the volume, but the quality. And I know one of the things you look at, the metrics for our customers is likes, shares, those kinds of things. And I think people are a little apprehensive, like, what do I post, I think, as you mentioned. And I would equate it to kind of like a pool party where there's a couple lubricators going around and, you know, you're waiting, someone jumps in the pool, right, does a post, and you look at them, see how they do, and eventually everybody jumps in. So you just got to start slow, I would say watch what other people do, not overcommit, but yeah. Once you get in, you got to just jump in at some point. And I think people are interested most in you, and people are underestimate the questions customers have about what they're doing, and those is what you can use to create posts.
Yeah, it's more about engagement than it is impressions.
Yeah.
And just be human. And speaking of which, video is one of the number one things that you can create that is engaging. And we're actually gonna talk about that next week. Things that you can do, you can start doing this next week. It actually can increase, if you put video in the subject line of your email, it can increase open rates and click-through rates by up to 13%. So, 13%.
Okay, so just an example, Xerox has just contracted us to go to Webster, New York, Rochester, and coach their salespeople on how to create videos. And you're gonna be doing that with them. But we're gonna talk about that next week. But let's talk about quickly before we go some mistakes we see. Okay, you know, we're doing these boot camps right now, and I'm seeing some reps actually still have their previous company's profile on there. So if your customer goes and looks, right?
It doesn't, it's not accurate.
Yeah, so it's not accurate. And I would also, you know, again, it's not email. This is a social setting. And, you know, I think for those that are considering it, a couple suggestions. Number one, look at your reps' profiles right now. Mm-hmm. Understand the current state. Number two, create a profile template. So everybody, at least whether you're hiring new people or current people, have a customer resume and not a job resume. Yeah. A lot of the profiles are like, hey, I'm the best at this, and you know, I drove the most profitability for the company. It's exactly what the customer wants to see, right? So that'd be number two. And then number three, start to put some metrics in there, measure it. You know, get people riding the bike, pedaling slowly, but you'll be surprised how quickly they can go. And the tenured seller, believe it or not, I believe has more to gain from LinkedIn than the new person, because they've got relationships. And if someone they worked with at company one goes to company two, this platform notifies you, hey, you can use that relationship credit you built over here now with Bill over here who's moved over. So tons of benefits.
And the analytics are great on LinkedIn, and they're easy to read and understand. So thank you so much for joining us. We encourage you, of course, to subscribe and like and comment. And if you have any questions or any future topics for other shows, you can email us, engage@intocommunications.com.
So my mother did make a suggestion, by the way. I said, hey, I should wear a dark shirt to cover up for my bald head. And your mom said,
sit up straight. Have I taught you nothing?
Yeah, so at least we got two viewers.
There we go. We'll see you next week.